Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with ABC's Mark Remillard. And Mark is joining us right now to talk about vaccinations. They're on the rise. It's the highest rate in a month. And I guess, Mark, that's good news considering school is starting and all the mask mandates are coming back.
Yeah, that's right. So as the country finds itself in perhaps the worst scenario with COVID since winter last year, cases rising in 48 states, hospitalizations rising in 44 states, this is a welcome sign that vaccination rates are also going up. We're up 11.3% over last week. And just yesterday, in the last 24 hours, we had 864,000 doses administered. And the majority of those, 585,000 of those, were first-time doses. So that's positive indicators there with the vaccination rate going up at a time. Perhaps if that continues, then we can start to see less of a peak than we might otherwise with more people being protected.
Do you think there's any indication that that these numbers might be going up because winter is coming up and more people are thinking, wait a minute, winter is on the way. I better get in there.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I don't think there's one answer to this. I think it's it could be that. It could be people thinking ahead to the winter season and, you know, when flu comes around and all those other things, you probably don't want to have COVID and that at the same time or one or the other. You also have, I think, with the Delta variant, which we know is more contagious, that this has maybe prompted people who were on the fence. Perhaps it's changed some people's minds about the vaccines. And perhaps it's also prompted people who just put it off, who didn't consider it a big priority to go get vaccinated. Perhaps those people now, because of Delta, are feeling a sense of urgency. And then one other option in here, too, among, you know, others that we might not even think of, but I think another reason could be as well, the pressure that people are feeling. Employers saying that you're going to have to get vaccinated to work here. Restaurants and businesses in growing numbers of cities starting to require proof of vaccination to come in. These are things that I think are pressuring people as well to get vaccinated, and we might see more of that, I think, as time goes on.
And I think there's a segment out there that, you know, that actually had COVID, like me, and so when you had it, you had to wait a certain period of time, or you wanted to sort of make sure you were fully over it before you went out and got vaccinated. So I plan on doing that over the next couple of weeks. But I had it, you know, way back, as you may remember, back in April.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to wait 3 months.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Or something like that. So you're right. That's another factor, too. You know, we had that big, I think, you know, the main spike that we had from January to February, I think we would be outside of that window now. But, you know, I think that's another thing is, you know, there's certainly people who have natural immunity out there. And it's probably hard to factor how much of that is adding to our overall coverage as a country, right? Like, we have X number of people who are vaccinated. How many people out there have natural immunity? I mean, we certainly know a case count. I mean, I'm sure the math could be done. But, you know, the recommendation is still to get vaccinated, even if you've had COVID and recovered. But I think there's certainly a population of people out there who might say, well, I had COVID, I recovered, I know I have antibodies, so I don't know that I need the vaccine. I will say, you know, I don't know what to say to that other than the recommendation is that you get it. So I guess that's an individual's choice at that point.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is for me personally, and I'm speaking on my behalf, you know, I don't want to get this again. It was absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst things I've ever been through. It was just very miserable. So I don't want to go through it again. So if I, you know, if that takes one shot, two shots, whatever that is, I'm going to actually do it.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that a fair amount recently as Delta variant has gone up and we've seen people in the hospital. I have seen a lot of stories recently about people who have been in the hospital saying, you know, they're not even necessarily anti-vaxxers. They're not people who were opposed to getting the vaccine.
Right.
They said there might be people who just didn't make it a priority for whatever reason and didn't get the vaccine, and they're in the hospital, and many of them have been telling our news outlet and other news outlets, don't wait. Don't make the mistake I did.
And, of course, there are the members of the population that don't like to be told what to do. So that's the way it goes. Mark, great information. Thanks for joining us again this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.